Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with what a treat we have for you today, because we are going to be talking with Suri Fields about the Traitors, and I'm going to give you a spoiler alert just in case you didn't watch the Traitors yet, but the freaking winner of the Traitors is here. We're going to talk with Suri about her experience here on the show. We have been looking forward to this for a couple of weeks now. So we're very excited to have Suri here with us. If you want to watch the video of this podcast, I have uploaded it to our YouTube channel. Go to robisawebsite.com/YouTube and make sure you're subscribed to the podcast for everything we're doing for Survivor, Big Brother, The Traitors, and more at robhasawebsite.com/subscribe. All right, everybody. I am so excited to have the chance to catch up with a woman that I'm so honored to get to call a winner of the Traitors Season 1. Suri Fields. Suri, how are you?
I am excellent, Rob. I'm so excited to talk to you as well as always.
Yes. Suri, how cool is this? How exciting that first for so many of us, when we watched the show after watching your Survivor career, to see you get the W here with the Traitors, because I just to tell you my reaction is watching it, you know, it was feeling good. And then there was like three or four episodes left. And like, oh, my God. Suri's going to pull it off. She's going to do the damn thing.
Well, thank you, Rob. I did the damn thing. I feel more excited for the win, for the people that supported me all this time, mm-hmm. for the people that watched my Survivor career and sent me those DMs and those emails like, oh, my God, it's terrible. I wanted you to win so bad. I felt more excited for them, believe it or not, than I felt for my own self.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about for you? Does this feel like redemption?
This feels like, I guess redemption would be the word. It makes me feel like my family sees that all of this wasn't in vain. Like every time I went to play Survivor and I came home, I never would tell them what the ending is. And I know they were like just hoping and wishing and praying. And I think because I played so many times, this is just my personal opinion, they may not feel this way. But it made me feel like they felt like, oh, she's going again. Well, you know, it was the lackluster feeling of, well, you know, she's probably not going to win, but we're still proud of her. Mm-hmm. So to be able to bring this home to them and say, guess what? Guess who won? Yeah.
Well,
was an amazing feeling.
Let me just say that I know for a fact that's not true, because I ran into Jared when you were away and he was very excited. He said, I can't say anything yet, but I'm like, wait till you hear about what my mom is up to now. Yeah, wow. this is very he was very excited.
Good job, Jared. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess first thing, you know, that Survivor, at least in the past, certainly like when we used to do it, that mm-hmm. they would get everybody together after the season and they'd say like, all right, Suri, all right, you and Shane, how are you guys? Right. We don't get that on The Traitors. So could you just give us the update? Did anybody have any hard feelings towards you after the season, after you had to do your job as the traitor for the period that you filmed the game?
So two things. One, no, I'm cool with everybody, but you will get that.
That's right. Coming up in a couple of weeks. Yes.
Yeah. Reunion is coming up in a couple of weeks. Yeah. So you will get we'll see us hash it out. But for the most part, everybody's pretty cool with me. I think Quentin was a little bit the most upset because Andy, was hurt, but Andy granted me grace even there. And even after, when I called Andy, they were like, you know, I would have did the same thing. I still love you. So we were cool. Quentin took a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. But then Quentin also came around and was like, you did the damn thing. What you going to do with the money? No hard feelings. So pretty much everybody, you know, understood it was a game and that the relationships that I had within the game were separate from the game, right? It wasn't like I'm a traitor and I'm befriending you to get to the end. I'm befriending you because I really like you and we're forming a bond.
So I got so many different questions. How about for the reunion show? Have you filmed that yet, or is that still to happen?
Still to be filmed. Hasn't filmed yet.
Okay. Is there any other details that you can tell us about what the plan is for that, or that's still under wraps?
In terms of when it'll air, maybe?
No, well, we know that. That's coming February 28th, but is it in person? Okay. Are you all getting together?
Oh, definitely in person in NYC.
Okay.
The Big Apple. We'll all be there. I'm excited to see everybody in person. I haven't seen them since the, you know, the finale. So yeah, it's going to be a big Traitor Faithful party happening in New York.
Well, that'll be super fun. Okay. Let's go to the end. Okay. You're standing there. Okay. And you have the chance to, you know, throw the red bag or throw the green bag into the fire. You're standing there with Ari. You're about to, you're going to win. But you're going to split the money with Ari. Did you come close to considering, okay, let me just take the win and split it with Ari? Or was it for 100% you were going to get rid of Ari?
No, I really came super close to splitting with Ari. It literally was down to the minutes of me standing there, like, because Ari was cool, you know, and I we made it. I was just so like happy to be here in the final and to win, period, that it was, I was blinded for a minute. And then I thought about it. I think the time that I had alone prior to coming to the Fire of Truth, it kind of like gave me insight, like, wait a minute. Even though I love Ari, Ari's such a great person. Ari came in at the end. He was recruited like one murder. There was one murder left when Ari came. And Ari doesn't really need this money. It would be different if it was, say it was Andy and I in the end. No, hands down, we would have split. Right. But for Ari, I'm like, Ari doesn't need it. Ari didn't really. I was stressed out, Rob, from day one, from the second they selected me, instantly stressed. And I had to mask all of that the entire game. I had to go to the breakfasts. I had to sit at the banishments where my heart was pulled out for people that were being accused and I knew they weren't a traitor. Ari didn't really have to do all of that. So I felt like, I don't know, I felt like maybe I earned it a little more.
Okay. So how about your relationship with Ari after this is all over? Are you guys are good as well?
I was nervous to see Ari. I told him when we went to do the premiere shoot. And Ari was so kind and gracious and nice, and like he is in real life. So he was like, really? Stop it. What are you afraid for? And we hugged it out and it was, it's fine. Cool.
You know, there was a moment where it was talked about where Stephanie and Andy had had a conversation about how, Stephanie said, I know Sari isn't a traitor because she told me she was mad she didn't get to be one of the traitors. And you said that that wasn't true. Did you actually say that to Stephanie?
No, I don't recall saying that to Stephanie. I know when we did the snake.
Yes.
I told Stephanie, like, oh, I wish I would have been a snake because she was a terrible snake.
Yeah.
But for the traitors, I'm like, I didn't say that to you. I don't remember saying that to her.
Because when we talked after all of that, that we said, well, why wouldn't they make you, Sari, the snake? He said, I should have been. I was mad that I wanted to be the snake. Why wouldn't they pick me? Did you tell the producers coming in, like, please make me,
the traitor. Please make me a traitor. Yes. I was so nervous, Rob, when Alan went around the first time. We didn't know. We're just sitting there blindfolded. So we don't know if it's the first time, sixth time, whatever. So he just walked past me and I was like, damn, they didn't select me. I didn't know he was going to just go around the room a few times to throw us off. And then like the third lap around, I got the tap on the shoulder and I was like, yes, I was so excited, but I had to calm myself down because I felt like when we removed the blindfolds that they would see my jugular. Like, So, yeah, no, I definitely wanted to be a traitor. I felt like I knew I could pull it off.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good pick. Don't know if the faithful had a chance. How did how do you think you would have done if you were one of the faithful?
Oh, if I was one of the faithful, I probably would have spotted Cody and Christian right off.
Yeah.
Right away. I would have probably pegged them to be traitors. I think I would have did excellent. I think we would have found all the traitors. I have a good read on people and body language.
We've noticed. Yes.
So I think I would have been good on either side.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk about the other traitors that you worked with. First, you know, Christian was sort of painted as like, okay, this was going to be the challenge for you and Cody to have to rein in. What was that like on the day to day, like something that was a challenge for you both to keep him in line?
No, actually, Christian is so energetic and rambunctious. We really didn't have to intervene in anything that Christian did. Like, people just saw him and they knew like Christian would be bouncing off the wall. That didn't really put any target on us or do anything negative for the traitors. In the turret, when we were deciding who to murder sometimes, you know, it's like, okay, let's rein it in, or what are we going to do? But other than that, Christian is just like a happy-go-lucky, super energized bunny. Mm-hmm. That's all. And it really didn't affect us at all as traitors.
Mm-hmm. All right. Going back to working with Cody, there was the big scene in the show where you and Cody have disagreement about who to send home. Right. And I believe you were saying, okay, it needed to be Ryan.
Right.
And Cody wanted to go in a different direction at that point.
With
Kyle. Why did you feel like that Cody and Lochte know each other? And do they actually know each other?
That's still up for debate. No, it's not. Cody said they don't. Cody said they don't. But I promise you, Rob, I 100% believed that Stephanie told me that. And as soon as we got home, I said, didn't you tell me that Cody and Ryan were friends? And she was like, no, I didn't tell you that. I said, I'm sure you did. That was really what I felt. And at that time, believing that she told me that, and he's protecting him, I'm like, oh, no, ain't going to be no bromance happening here. Ryan has to go. Mm-hmm. And then Cody overtly trying to prove to me that we're not friends. He's like, bunk it, I'll vote him. And at some point I was like, no, it's okay, I believe you, because I did. And he was like, at that time, he was all in to vote Ryan. So it worked in my favor either way.
Mm-hmm. And that really ultimately like set into motion the chain of events that sends Cody out, because then he starts talking to Kyle.
I know, but see, I don't get the over, I'm very talkative in interviews, mm-hmm. but on game shows, when you talk too much, you overplay your hand, and you sometimes reveal things that you probably didn't want to reveal, as they both did. Right. So, yeah, I don't know what me saying that Ryan and him were friends had to do with his ultimate demise. But I think what Cody told me was he really trusted me and I trusted him, and I was willing to play the game with him. And he said, quote unquote, he said, when we were prepping for the show, when we first got to the hotels in Scotland, they allowed us to talk with our families at home in the beginning. And Cody said that his dad told him, if you get Sari to trust you, you're good. But if she don't trust you, you're not good. Mm-hmm. And I guess that resonated in his head when he thought, when I said, oh, so you don't know Ryan, he felt that I didn't trust him anymore, which I did. And that started to make him kind of crumble. I'm sorry, Cody.
Yeah. Could you talk a little bit about some of the challenges that you went through on the traders? Because you did very well across the board in the challenges. How did those compare against the challenges on Survivor?
They don't.
Yeah.
They didn't. There was one where we had to run a little bit. They didn't even show it, the graveyard challenge. But other than that, no comparison. The Survivor challenges are built for beasts. Yeah. You have to bring the beast out of you in Survivor. Here, you could bring out the princess and you still do be okay.
Yeah. But Sari, what about when they were dumping the bugs on you?
I'm traumatized.
Yeah.
I might have to call Studio Lambert in a couple of months for therapy. That was the worst. But you know what? You know why I know that was very traumatic? And they must have thought the same thing, because in the UK version, they shot the UK version after hours.
Yeah.
They didn't do that.
They didn't do that one. Yeah.
No, they're like, wait a minute, maybe we shouldn't do that one.
Yeah. And Kate told you to shut up, I believe, also, while you were in that challenge.
Yeah. Several times. Kate told me to shut up at least 10 times. It was the 11th time that I said, no, you shut up, because she was screaming too. Mm-hmm. We both were screaming. I watched it when they poured it on Kate. She was screaming just as much as I was. So that's why I'm like, wait a minute, you shut up. And we laugh about that to this day. She actually sent me that clip recently, so I'll never forget that moment.
Yeah. You mentioned the UK version of The Traitors. Did you follow that closely?
I watched all of them. I watched the Australia version. I watched the UK version. Yes. Yeah, I watched all of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Traitors got renewed for season two. I mean, is there any possibility that you could play again?
Oh, I doubt it. It's too soon, like, to have me play again. But I could be like a special guest or something. Mm-hmm. Putting that out there, Rob. Yeah. I could be a special guest host.
Well, I would think
that traitor teacher.
They'd have to believe you were a faithful. They wouldn't make you a traitor twice, would they?
Right. No. Well, you never know.
You never know.
One never knows.
Yeah. Was there anybody that you worked with that you knew from before the game that was like especially hard to tell them or mislead them as you were a traitor?
You know, Stephanie and I go way, way back. So as I'm like, you know, I'm not a traitor. You know, I'm not a traitor. That was kind of like, ugh, Steph, you know, I love you, but it's a game I got to play. Even with Rachel, even though I only was with Rachel on the snake, Rachel and I were pretty cool. So it kind of was like, ugh, because they believe me wholeheartedly, right? They believe wholeheartedly that I was a faithful, and they campaigned that for me. So it was kind of like, hmm.
Yeah. Did you feel like there was one point that you came the closest to getting caught?
Early on, when Brandy brought up my name, was like the closest I ever came to getting caught. But they didn't have the momentum yet. And when I spoke to Brandy, she said she didn't want to. She was suspicious of me, but she didn't want to go after me right then. And it kind of just all unfolded at the wrong time, because if she would have waited to a little bit later, I think it might have worked a little better.
Sheree, was there anything you did specifically to prep for going on The Traitors?
No, not really. Nothing. I watched the Australian version, I think, but other than that, no, nothing I could do.
Yeah. I feel like that you did a very good job of not really throwing names out there, at least like when you all got together, because it felt like that once you could throw a name out there, but then once you were a person throwing a name out there, it would like boomerang back onto you of being like, you know what? That's very suspicious. Why are you all of a sudden saying this person's name?
You're absolutely right, Rob. I didn't say one person's name the whole entire show. If a name was brought to me, and it was a majority, I would go with the majority. And sometimes I went against the majority when they were voting for Michael. I didn't vote for him. All right. It pays. I think, like you said, it's an automatic boomerang, because at some point the discussion is going to be had like, well, how did this person's name come up? Well, Sheree said it. Nobody can say Sheree said we should banish anybody. Not in this game.
Mm-hmm. I also thought you did a masterful job with being able to ultimately vote against Cody and Christian, your fellow traitors, but do it in a way where they didn't feel like that you were the reason they were going home.
Right. They knew. I think Cody and Christian knew that they had shot themselves in the foot, because the conversations had started to spiral for each of their banishments. And they knew that the conversation didn't come from me. So I was glad that they knew. I felt that they would understand when I voted with the majority against them. And I felt that they knew that I wasn't the catalyst for their banishment.
Were there any players that you spent time with in the game that you felt like didn't get as much screen time as you felt like that they should have based on like the role that they played among the players?
Quinn got a decent amount of screen time. Only person I would say.
But he was always wrong, Sheree. He was never right about anything.
Thankfully, I think maybe Shelby. But Shelby got, I think Shelby is such a dynamic woman that there was so much more of her for us to see that we really didn't get to see because they were on Shelby from like day two or three. And it kind of made her shut down a little bit. But from what I got to see and know of her, I think she could have gotten a lot more screen time and we could have gotten to know her a little better.
How much time did you all spend together during an average day of the, shooting The Traitors?
12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
12. Well, being a traitor for us, it was 15.
Yeah. And so you got together, you have breakfast, do a challenge, and then vote somebody out. That would be like what the average day would be.
Yeah, but there was kind of time in between, kind of like when we went on Survivor, when you lose a challenge and you know you're going to tribal, that little time you have to kind of figure out whose name is on the chopping block. We had that time too. So it kind of stretches it out to like a very long day.
Mm-hmm. Sari, do you feel like that you had one best move that you made that you feel like, okay, that was the difference between winning and losing?
Honestly, I think... And it wasn't even a move. I think the fact that Andy and I bonded so quickly and so easily, I told Andy this as well. I think Andy unknowingly helped me in the game because everyone trusted Andy. And Andy and I were like thick as thieves, like besties in the game. And I think when they might have thought of me, they're like, no, if Andy likes her, trusts her, then she's probably all right. I think that was the only one thing that I could say that helped propel me to the end.
Was it better or worse for you to be working with the people who were the newcomers to the show that weren't Survivor fans or that were Survivor fans?
I don't think it impacted in any way because Michael is a major Survivor fan. When I got on the train, we had the train pulled up and we were out there waiting. He had already told Andy everything about me. He had already told his words, quote unquote. He said he told Andy, she's very loyal, very nice, whatever. He said, but if it's anything mental, it's going to be a problem. He said he called me a cerebral player. And him giving that information to Andy could have put them off and they could have figured like, oh, let's get Sari first. So luckily it didn't impact me in any way, but most of the people there were fans of Survivor, Big Brother. They all knew who we were.
When you all had the banishment ceremonies, did you often go in knowing what was going to happen with a certain name in mind? Or were those sort of like what they say on Survivor, like live tribal councils, where sometimes a person would end up going that wasn't even like on the radar coming in?
That happened one time with Brandy, but for the most part, the conversations are happening and I'm listening. So when going in, I kind of knew the majority will probably vote for this person. Now, granted, at the round table, if things get a little hectic, that could change. But for the most part, it stayed the same in this series.
Yeah. Do you feel like that most people they came in with a name and ultimately wrote down the name that they thought they were going to do?
Yeah. When the conversations were happening, the names that were thrown around, if there were more than one, there was usually more people on one name. And that's usually the way the vote went.
OK, how about when the traitors all got together? Did you arrive usually at like a quick consensus about what you wanted to do? Or did those meetings go on for a very long time?
They didn't go on for a long time, but we did discuss what would be the best course of action, who would be the best person to murder for our game. We wanted to cause chaos in the castle. And I think we did that by targeting people where everybody would go, what? Well, why would they murder that person? And that worked for us.
How big of a help was it to your cause when Stephanie found the note that Kate dropped?
That was like liquid gold. Because they already suspected Kate as a traitor. And then to find her writing a note that had murder on the top, mm-hmm. that played right into my hand. That took any target that anybody might have been thinking about me away and put it solely on Kate.
Was there any particular murder that you had to commit that was especially tough for you?
Stephanie was the only one. The rest, Stephanie is my people. Mm-hmm. And I definitely wanted her to be there in the end as much as possible. So that was the only one that, I had to go along with that kind of touched me.
Has there been any reactions as people are watching the shows that have really surprised you?
I got some really nasty.
Some people were upset with you.
Some people were pissed off. Like, why did you do that to Ari? You're just greedy.
Oh, then, like Bachelor fans, I guess.
Yes, I guess. I don't know. But you know what? The Syrians come to my rescue and they say it was a game. And if he was in this position, I don't even respond to it. I just let the Syrians take care of it.
Don't tell Andy that you said it's just a game. They don't like that. Yeah, that's what they said about Rachel, that they wanted to vote out Rachel because Rachel said it was just a game.
Well, the only difference is with Andy, they, in our conversation, they told me in this game, they would have done the exact same thing if they were in my position. So they would have played the game, quote unquote, also had they been chosen to be a traitor the same way I did.
Yeah. It was such a great moment when, you know, at the end of the show where, you know, Ari basically says, you know what, I'm just going to pull myself from the competition. And he walks off. And then when Quentin and Andy are like, well, this is great, Sari. Well, now we're going to split the money three ways. This is incredible. You did it. I was screaming. That was the highlight of the show for me.
I was screaming inside also, Rob. I was screaming, no, don't hug me. Quentin actually hugged me. And I think they might, I don't know if the mic picked it up. I was like, oh, shit. When he was saying, like, oh, we just won, I felt paralyzed. I literally felt paralyzed. I hugged him, but I was just, like, paralyzed inside, like, oh, no, no, no. Now I have to tell them.
Yeah, that was such a great moment. Sri, do you have any other fun stories from the production that we didn't get to see on the show?
The only other fun thing that was really hilarious was Kate crossing the river. I think that was in a barrel challenge. If I don't think they showed how discombobulated we were crossing that river. It was a fun thing to watch. And I hope Kate remembers this. I think she does because we're really cool now. I literally held Kate up that whole time. I don't know if you remember this, Kate, but I held you. I had you back in the river. That was like one of the things they didn't really show extensively that would have been hilarious for the fans to watch.
Okay. In terms of Traitors Season 2, you've watched Traitors UK and Traitors Australia. Do you have any thoughts on anything that the show could be doing to change up the format? Have you given any thought to any ways that Traitors should continue to evolve?
Oh, wow. So because the faithful are so clueless... No, because you are. You have no idea. Yeah. You're sitting in a room full of people and the person next to you could be a traitor, right? I think if they would figure out some kind of way to obviously not give a direct clue, but maybe during the challenges, maybe they can win the shield and maybe win some little clues to potentially who the traitors are.
I think that's a great idea because then it would also give the traitors some incentive to potentially try to, subvert the challenges so they wouldn't get the clues. Exactly. And then you could also look into like, well, who's doing bad in the challenges. I think that would be really smart. Okay. And then Sari, if they have in Traitor Season 2, of course, they could, you know, do it just like your cast, or they could potentially go with all new players like they've done in the UK. Would you like to see them have all new players, or do you think that you would like to see more reality TV people play in the future seasons of Traitors?
I think I would like both, but the advantage of having new players, they don't know anything about the celebrity. There will be no celebrities there. I think it'll be a little more dramatic, because especially if they haven't played in any other reality shows, because look how dramatic it was for us and the season players. Like when Rachel was banished, it was very dramatic. So can you imagine just first timers? Oh, it would probably be explosive.
Now, Sari, now that you've gone out and won the Traitors, now, are you retired from reality TV or would you consider going out to other shows, maybe islands in Fiji?
Oh, shucks. See, I'm not retired. I'm too young. Look at me.
Yeah.
I'm too young to be retired.
Look great. You're aging in reverse.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely open to whatever adventure.
Well, now you're hot. Now it's like, hey, you got a winning streak going.
Right. They give me while I'm hot. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay. Suri, is there anything else you want to let people know about your time on the Traders?
No, just said it was such an adventure. It was the most stressful adventure I've ever been on. Survivor is stressful because of the elements, but the Traders was stressful because of the mental agony that you're in the whole time. So if you're going to come out to be a trader or to be a faithful, just prepare mentally. That's the best advice I can give you.
Okay. All right. Suri, anything else you want to tell people to check out while we have you here?
Don't give up on Couch Talk with Suri. That's my YouTube channel. Because after this, all of this kind of dies down, I'll be back active on there.
Okay.
So check me out on Couch Talk with Suri. And you can hit the link in my Instagram bio.
Okay. We'll be on the lookout for that. We will also be watching you on the Traders reunion coming up on February 28th. Be on the lookout for that. And Suri, always a pleasure to get to catch up. Congratulations again on your big win. It was so much fun to watch. And I really appreciate you making time to talk about it.
Thank you, Rob. Thanks for having me. As always, I'll be back anytime you want me.
Okay. Great to hear. We'll take you up on that. Okay. Thank you, Suri.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks, Rob. Take care.
All right, everybody. There you have it. The legendary Suri Fields here on the podcast. We cannot wait for that Traders season one reunion show. Puya and I will do a recap podcast of the reunion show when that drops the day before the new Survivor season on February 28th. So be on the lookout for that. Plus, all of our Survivor 44 previews are now up. Mike Bloom and I went through all three of the new Survivor 44 tribes. You can hear those all at Rob Has a Podcast. Make sure you don't miss an episode when you subscribe to the podcast, robhasawebsite.com/subscribe. Thanks again to Suri and everybody over at Peacock that made this episode of the podcast possible. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.